President Obama is flying home from Portugal right now. He's just finished several days of meetings with European Union and NATO leaders. And as NPR's White House correspondent Ari Shapiro reports now, the president is coming home with some tangible successes.
In the last week, President Obama has made two foreign investments, 10 days in Asia, less than 2 days in Europe. The Asian investment didn't pay out so well. Mr. Obama failed to get the trade deal he wanted with North Korea, and allies gave him a lot of grief for America's financial policies. This European trip was a smaller investment with a bigger payout.
So overall, this has been an extremely productive 2 days.
That typically academic statement from President Obama came just after this far more sweeping declaration from NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen.
This is one of the most substantial NATO summits you've ever seen. I also think it is one of the most important summits in the history of this alliance.
Here are some of the reasons for the high-flying rhetoric. First, NATO agreed this weekend on a new set of principles to guide the alliance. The center of this alliance is still the principle that an attack on one is an attack on all. The difference now is that NATO expects the attacks from terrorists or hackers instead of invading armies. This strategic concept dramatically cuts the size of NATO's bureaucracy, too. Another victory for the alliance was a plan for a missile shield to defend Europe and the United States. At first, nobody knew whether all the NATO countries would agree to the proposal, but they did. And then there was some question about whether Russia, which is not a NATO member, would see the plan as a threat. Russian President Dmitry Medvedev was at the summit, and according to Secretary General Rasmussen, Medvedev decided to cooperate.
We have agreed together on which security challenges NATO nations and Russia actually face today. What's most significant is what's not on the list, each other.
Afghanistan was high on the summit agenda, too. President Obama announced that NATO formally agreed to a schedule that would put Afghans in charge of the combat mission by 2014.
I've made it clear that even as Americans transition and troop reductions will begin in July, we will also forge a long-term partnership with the Afghan people. And today, NATO has done the same.
But these accomplishments also come with some major challenges. For example, giving Afghans the lead in their country by 2014 does not mean the American combat mission will end there. When President Obama was asked whether troops might stay on, he left the door open.
You know, we don't want, after having made these extraordinary efforts by so many countries, we don't want to suddenly find ourselves in a situation where they waited us out and they reconsolidated them.
Afghan President Hamid Karzai was at this summit, and everyone tried hard to brush aside the tensions that have strained the relationship, even Karzai.
This strong commitment by the international community will be matched by determination and hard work by the people of Afghanistan. The two combined will give us the results of an effective, irreversible, and sustainable transition.
Finally, an agreement known as the New START Treaty played a major role at this summit, even though it does not involve NATO directly. President Obama wants Congress to pass the nuclear arms reduction agreement with Russia right away. Republicans say they want more time. Here in Lisbon, one European leader after another urged Congress to pass the treaty. Now the president will find out from Republicans whether those endorsements are a valuable commodity or just a pretty souvenir from his trip. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Lisbon.